Talk about being the show, she said. The small smile on her lips felt unusual, what with her swollen lips, her chin raw from his stubble. He didn't smile back. No quirk, no curve, nothing. He said, sorry. Not even an I'm preceding it. A sorry, shorn. Sorry? His hands shifted in his pockets, curled into fists she knew well now, white-knuckled, impenetrable, made of stone. We got carried away. Carried away? She knew, in a distant way, that she was only repeating things, her mouth slowly forming around words that made no sense to her. She was thinking in a different language now, the one he'd taught her. Nothing amicable about losing you, starved to death. This street is mine.
It was a mistake,
he said, and that one cut through. She couldn't bring herself to repeat it, but it got her to move, at least. A flick of her wrist, her watch lighting. 25 minutes since she'd last looked at it, in her hot, confusing frenzy to leave that restaurant, to stop looking at Griffin Tessa's mouth and imagining what it could do. One kiss was a mistake, maybe. Nearly 25 minutes of kissing? She dropped her hand back to her side, staring at him. He shifted on his feet, looked away from her, and, oh God, it hurt. She could hardly understand how it hurt, could only let it gather in her, dark and spiky, and she wanted to get it out.
It was maybe the wine, he said.
You had water, she snapped, and that felt good. Getting one of those spikes out and into him, watching his jaw tighten with its impact. Not enough, though. He took one hand out of his pocket, moved it behind him, and then he had his phone out, the thumb that had stroked her neck, her earlobe, her lower lip, even as he kept kissing her, was now moving with brutal efficiency as he tapped and swiped across the cold, flat screen.
Getting a car,
he said, as though he wanted to answer before she could ask. But she was not going to ask. She was busy, trying to gather up all her spikes without cutting herself on them, because she knew, instinctively, that the car was not for both of them, that he meant for her to take it alone. This was so... She was so embarrassed, so out of control and unlike herself, from that moment in the restaurant, maybe even before, all the way to now. Mind under matter. And the matter was him and what he'd managed to do to her in this doorway, on this street that was his, in this other world. She stepped out from beneath it. She wanted to wince from the reality check. All she could see now of that kiss was her own desperation during it, her clutching hands, her rolling hips, her leg hitching over his. I'll walk, she said.
No, you won't.
She started to pass by him, but he reached out, held her at her elbow, and she thought she heard a noise from him, another hiss, an exhalation, something, and it was enough to make her stop. He dropped his hand immediately, took a step away. She should have kept going.
Look,
he said, his voice low, a rasp in it now.
Today was good. We did good for Michael and Emily.
She absolutely could not look at him for this. She stared straight ahead, back toward the Boulevard Saint-Germain. Her street, her safety.
That worked, he continued. You know, being friends.
Oh, the spike of it, the stake, straight through the heart. Amicable, she said, and hoped he would argue. He did not. He said after a beat of silence, as though she hadn't said the word that started all this.
And tomorrow is... The itinerary is full, so we should, you know, do what we did.
She started to walk again, even as she heard the sound of an engine pulling up.